Good morning. Today we'd like to see the fear of God in the book of Jeremiah chapter 5 verses 19 through 31. First of all, we'd like to distinguish what types of fear. Here, fear is a fear with awe and respect kind of fear, not like afraid of something because of our sin. For online courses on the world, we suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 21, hear this now, all foolish people, without understanding, whoever eyes and see not, and whoever ears and hear not, why were they foolish? In verse 21, hear this now, all foolish people, without understanding, whoever eyes and see not, and whoever ears and hear not, why were they foolish? Question 2. In verse 25, your iniquities have turned away these things away, these good things away, and your sins have withheld good from you. Why were the good things turned away? In verse 25, your iniquities have turned these things away, and your sins have withheld good from you. Why were the good things turned away? The last question in verse 31, the prophets prophesied falsely, and the priests ruled by their own power, and my people love to have it so, but what will you do in the end? Why did they love false prophecy and the ruling priest? The last question in verse 31, the prophets prophesy falsely and the priests rule by their own power. And my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? Why did they love false prophecy and the ruling priest? First of all, we'd like to see background historically. This is before 626 through 586 before Christ. Jeremiah prophesied to the southern nation Judah only, because 722 before Christ, Israel was already conquered by Assyria. First of all, in the Bible, we can see historical backgrounds. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. Basically, Jeremiah delivered God's word as the prophet from Josiah up to Zedekiah. So Josiah, the fifth king, the good king, one of the good kings, then the other four kings is evil kings. Jehoiakim, Zedekiah. So we can see, you know, during the last days of Judah, the southern nation, Jeremiah prophesied the God's word to them. Then next historical backgrounds, what, you know, they delivered, you know, God's word to them. At that time, we can see the Second Chronicles and the Second Kings. That time, the Judah's people, Israelites worshipped idols rather than God, so they committed spiritual adultery from king and certain nation Judah, you know, almost everybody. So that's why Jeremiah delivered God's word, Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 15 through 17, in the context of chapter 5. Behold, I will bring a nation against you from afar, O house of Israel, says the Lord. It is a mighty nation, it is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know, nor can you understand what they say. Their quiver is like an open tomb. They are almighty men, and they shall eat up your harvest and bread, which your sons and daughters should eat. They shall eat up your flocks and your herds. They shall eat up your vines and your fig trees. They shall destroy your fortified cities in which you trust with the sword. Basically, God said, you know, God will, you know, bring a foreign nation from afar. So that foreign nation, Babylonia. So there, they are a mighty nation. They are ancient nation. So the Babylonia is a former country over today Iraq. So we know that, you know, Iraq, you know, history very long, you know, ancient nation. So their language today, you know, Arabic language, the older form Arabic language is called as Chaldean language. So they do not understand the Chaldean language because they are speaking Hebrew language. So they stole your harvest, your bread, and your flocks, your herds. They stole your vines and your fig tree. They will destroy your fortified cities. So God delivered through Jeremiah to the southern nation, you know, Judah's people. Unless you repent your sins and come back to the Lord, you will be judged by Babylonia, and you will be carried away as slaves for 70 years. Then is a false prophecy, Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 12, you know, and 13. That's a majority, you know, the majority false prophet. So also in detail, Jeremiah chapter 23, the what types of a false prophet, you know, four types of kinds of, you know, explained in detail. So chapter 5, verse 12, 13, false prophecy, basically, they have lied about the law and said, it is not he. Neither will evil come upon us, nor shall we see sword or famine, and the prophet become wind, for the word is not in them, thus shall it be done to them. So basically, false prophets, the prophecy has no the word of God. Basically, they said, evil will not come upon us. We shall not see sword to destroy fortified cities. We shall not see famine. You know, they stole, harvest the bread, you know, flocks, herds, vines, fig tree. So basically, false prophet, it's okay. You don't worry about that. You know, foreign country will never invade into certain nation of Judah. Then verse 19, and it will be when you say, why does the Lord our God do all these things to us? Here, all these things is chapter 5, verse 15 through 17. Basically, ancient nation invaded into southern nation Judah and stole, harvest of bread, you know, flocks, herds, vines, fig trees, and destroys the fortified cities. That's all things. It's a judgment, Babylonian judgment. To us, why does the Lord our God do all these things to us? Then you shall answer them, just as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your land, So you shall serve aliens in land that is not yours. So you shall answer them, you meaning Jeremiah, answer, because you, the Judah nation's people, forsaken God and served the foreign gods and idol gods in your land. Your land meaning God, you know, provided you the land of Israel to you in your land. So, therefore, you shall serve aliens of Babylonians as a master, which meaning you shall become slaves in a land that is not yours, in a foreign country. Basically, you will be carried away as slaves for foreigner Babylonian. So you will serve that. Verse 20, declare this in the house of Jacob or Israel, and proclaim it in Judah, saying, Jacob meaning his character, you know, Israel meaning the people of God. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and proclaim it in Judah, saying, proclaim it. It is 21. Hear this now, O foolish people. Why they are foolish people? Without understanding, because they do not understand. Whoever eyes and see not, and whoever ears and hear not, because their eyes and ears are closed. Do you not fear me, said the Lord. The verse 22. Why they are foolish? Because they do not fear God. So Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7 said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So the fear meaning holy fear, the fear with awe and respect of the Lord is the beginning, is the starting of the knowledge. Of knowledge meaning you start to know God. But fools, the foolish people, despise wisdom and instruction. So they do not fear God. Therefore, they are foolish. They despise the wisdom, God's instruction. Then Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So the holy fear of the Lord is the starting wisdom too. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So right here, the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, what's the mechanism? Knowledge meaning, first of all, when you read the Bible, we observe the Bible, you know something that's called simply knowledge, the beginning knowledge. Then you interpret that, known Bible verses with other, co-reference, that is called understanding. Now, what particular word, means, you could understand. That is the next time understood knowledge applicable to a special situation is called as wisdom. So that is the fear of the Lord, basically starting knowledge and wisdom throughout understanding. So why they are foolish? Because they do not fear the law. That's the reason. Will you not tremble at my presence? Because they have no fear of God, no holy fear to God, so no tremble. Who have placed the sand as the bound of the sea. This is good things, God has placed the boundary of the sea by a perpetual decree, perpetual everlasting, that it cannot pass beyond it, not like the Japan tsunami kind of thing, not pass. And although its waves tossed to and fro, the toss there and here, but the waving, lowering waves do not pass over beyond the boundary of the sea into the land where the Judah's people reside. Yet they cannot prevail, or they cannot pass over the boundary, into the land, residence of the land. Although they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. But these people has a defiant or revolting and rebellious heart. They have revolted and departed. they do not say in their heart. Let us now fear the Lord our God. So nobody said, let us fear the Lord our God. So basically, verse 24 and 22, the reason why they are foolish, because do not fear over me. Or 24, they do not say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God. If you know they fear, you know, the Lord, you know, they should repent of their sins, they come back to the Lord. He reserved for us who give rains both the former and the latter in its season. So Israelite, you know, today has two rain, you know, former the rain, after the former rains they can harvest and wheat in the at the end of former rain, you know, spring. Then the latter rain is in autumn. So after the latter rain, they can harvest the autumn, the wheat. You know, so in this season, so two times the harvest in Israel. He reserved for us the appointed weeks of the harvest. One is 1 week is spring season. The other one is the fall season. You know, appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned these things away. You know, these things meaning God, you know, boundary of the sea. So rolling waves, you know, cannot pass over the land where you reside. You know, that thing. Also, the second one, God, you know, set up to rain, you know, former rain, red rain, then is set up for the weeks of harvest. So these things away, these things are turned away. Then your sins have withheld the good things from you. So basically, your iniquity, your sins, and those good things are, you know, turned away, you know, are withheld, you know. Why? That answer. Because John in chapter 3, verse 16, we see, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God's love before we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, before we are born. So God's love is unconditional. God's love does not depend upon our acceptance or not. God loved the world meaning the old people, not only believers, but also unbelievers. God loved all the people. That's why God gave opportunity to save to the people to be saved or given. Only then they accept the Lord Jesus Christ, then they can have eternal life. So acceptance meaning they can exercise in free will to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. That moment they shall have a blessing life. So that's God's nature. But the sin is basically sin and iniquity is separated from us and from the sin's nature. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, because the sin that causes separation between God and us. So therefore, you know, God's giving, God's good givings are turned away or are withheld. So, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. So basically, iniquity is the sins, you know, blocked, you know, continue receiving, you know, good things and blessed things. That's why we need, you know, the Jews, chapter 1, verse 2 said, I keep your Sabbath in the love of God. Our position is we should keep in the love of God. So always we should keep in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So unless we keep ourselves in the love of God, we could not, you know, our the blessings and good things, you know, so based on, you know, the sins and iniquity, you know, block that. That's why. Then is verse 26, for among my people are found wicked men. So in Judah nations, there are many wicked men. They lie in wait at one who sets snares. They lied, they put in a lot of snares, a lot of cheating, deceiving. They set a trap. They catch man as a cage is full of birds. So a lot of, you know, catch people, you know. So their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and grown rich. Verse 27 talks about, you know, first of all, because of his God's, you know, blessing, we could be the prosperous. Also right here, on the other hand, because of own selfish deceit, you know, the trap, snares, because of them, they are great rich. They are great rich. So we can see, you know, in order to make, you know, great rich, you know, based upon, you know, a lot of deceit, you know, some kind of, you know, human flesh scheme, you know, in the mask of, you know, the Jesus Christ, or in the mask of, you know, God's grace, you know, something like that. So right here, they have grown fat, you know, because of deceit, you know, wicked, you know, trap snare. So they grown fat. They are sleek, or they are shine. Yes, they surpass or overpass the deeds of the wicked. So they do not plead the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. So they are not interested in the fatherless right, or the needy people's rights. And the rights of the needy, they do not defend. They are not really interested. Verse 29, shall I not punish them for these things, said the Lord. If God, you know, does not punish, you know, those evil people, God, you know, would be unholy, unjust, unrighteous. Because God is a holy, just, righteous. Otherwise, God would be unjust, unrighteous, unholy, right? So that's why should not, because God is holy, just, righteous, because God should punish them. That's why God, you know, brought judgment instrument to Babylonia from far away from Judah. So then, you know, embedded into Judah, you know, destroyed in, you know, Judah cities, and stole, you know, every food, you know, then carried away, you know, the Judah people as slaves, you know, for 70 years, kind of thing. Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? So the two times emphasize, shall I not punish them, or shall I not avenge myself, or shall I be righteous, angry against them? And astonishing and horrible thing, very horrible thing, or a miserable thing has been committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, but not true, you know, false, you know, statement. And priests rule by their own power. And my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? So then is in the end, you know, there is the wage of sin is death. You know, finally, you know, the death is destroyed. The question is why, you know, those people love, you know, the false prophecy and the ruling priest, because they flattering, you know, people. They flattering people. So we see, you know, the Jeremiah chapter 5 in verses 12 and 13, they said the false prophecy, neither will evil come upon us, nor shall we set sword or famine. So any kind of evil shall not come upon us. You know, no such a sword. You know, there is our armed nation, you know, destroyed in our fortified cities. No such happening, you know, will come. Also, no famine, because they stole harvest bread, you know, flocks, herd, vines, fig tree. No famine. That is, you know, false prophecy for, you know, the positive way, first place. That's why they love. So then next occasion, ruling priest, basically ruling priest is against the true prophet, you know, to let Jeremiah, you know, not prophesy the truth, you know, to the people. So blocking, that's why, you know, Jewish people they committed sins or iniquity in the law is a false prophet, you know, the ruling priest. Then is the last one, what will you do in the end? So we know that they will do destructive, they do destructive in the end. So we know that. So let's see each question in verse 21. Hear this now, O foolish people, without understanding, whoever eyes and see not, and whoever ears and hear not. Why were they foolish? Because in this context, verse 22 and 24 said they do not fear God. That's why. In verse 25, your iniquities have turned away these things away, and your sins have withheld good from you. Why were the good things turned away? Because the sins and iniquity natures blocked, you know, the God, you know, God's blessing, you know, into the Judah's people, unto, you know, sinners, you know. Your iniquity have separated you from your God, you know. That's why separate us and from our God. That's why we could not receive the blessing to coming from God. We cannot receive that. That's why turned away or withheld. In verse 31, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power, and my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? Why did they love false prophets and the ruling priests? Because they said, we will not see sword or famine, nor such evil things shall come upon us. That kind of false prophecy for encouragement, for positive way. That's why they love that. Also, ruling priest against the truth and prophets prophecy. So truth and prophet is God's punishment is coming soon. That's why. So let us sing song all together. Amazing Grace. Then I am going to benediction. So we'll conclude today the study the Word of God. God bless you richly.